Greetings. Welcome to The Anchored Man. My name is Precious Cole. We saw what learned helplessness can do. That there are those of us who've gone through discouraging experiences. We've gone through things in life and we have ended up convincing ourselves, this is it for me. This is how it has always happened in our family. Every time you're on the verge of a breakthrough, something just happens and you lose it all. It could be there are some of us, you're listening to me, you've gone through cycles of disappointment and you've ended up accepting that situation or that circumstance as your life. And yet God would still be having things in store for you to do, but because your mind is closed up and you've accepted things you shouldn't accept, you're missing out on what God wants to do through you. God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, should be verse 13, that the children of Israel were going to be enslaved for 400 years. And later on, in Exodus chapter 12, verse 40, when they leave, we read that the time they stayed in Egypt was 430 years. What's the difference? God said 400. When they are leaving, we are told it's 430 years. What's the difference? Stephen would write about this or would speak about this in Acts chapter 7, verse 23. And this is what he says. Now, when he, that's Moses, was 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian. Look at verse 25. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. So this is that time when Moses was 40 years old. He leaves the palace, goes to visit his brothers. He watches one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian. What does he do? He steps in and avenges for him. Verse 25 tells us he does this. He kills the Egyptian so that his brothers would see how God was going to deliver them. Watch that carefully. He kills them so that this sends a signal to his brothers and they realize, oh, so we actually can do something about this. So this is something that was supposed to spark a revolution, if I would interpret it that way. This was supposed to be one death that should have caused Israel to say, whoa, okay, we can actually do something about this. It was more like the death of George Floyd. It became such a revolutionary thing, quote unquote. It sparked a wave of unrest and interrupted normal ways of doing things, even in the Premier League matches, had to accommodate a knee because of one death that caused a shockwave all across the world. It became pivotal in the determination of an outcome of a presidential election. The death of this Egyptian through Moses was supposed to send signal to the children of Israel, but the Bible says they failed to see that. So what happened? Moses had to run away into the wilderness. How long does he stay in the wilderness? 40 more years. So when he's finally 80, God appears again in a burning bush and he says to him, let's go back and try that again. They come, Pharaoh sees the 10 plagues, lets them go. And we are told in Exodus 12 verse 40, this now totaled up to 430 years. So let's subtract the 40 years Moses had to run in the wilderness. If you subtract 40 from 430, it brings us to 390. So which means at around the 390th year, Moses left the palace, came to do something that would help his brothers and sisters see how God would deliver them, but they missed out on that. Which means if they had gotten the picture God wanted them to get, their slavery would have ended possibly in the 390th year or the 400th year. But because they missed it, because they were accustomed to the slave life, they added 40 more years. So instead of 400, they left at 430. What does that tell us? If we miss out the signs God is giving us, sometimes we are likely to prolong our stay in a place where God has already opened a door of deliverance for you and for me. Is it possible that you're in that situation and in that circumstance and you're prolonging your stay there and yet God has made way for you simply because you've become accustomed to the pain of your misery? And the fact that you felt like you don't have control over your situation for far too long, you've accepted it as a way to go. Could it be that some of us are in a toxic relationship and we don't see how we can live without it because we've learned to tell ourselves we are helpless, you can't live on your own, you can't be your own boss, and somehow this slave mentality has crippled us from seeing the doors and the opportunities God has opened before. Could it be that some of us are actually in a toxic work environment with an abusive boss, and we can't see the door that God has opened, and God has given some of us entrepreneurial ideas? He's trying to tell you, I can create through you what you have here and make it even bigger. But because you're accustomed to your pain and your bosses have made you feel like a slave, you can't do it on your own. You don't want to explore the possibility of that exit door that God has opened and what He can do through you, because your mindset has been clogged up by the mentality of slaves. It could be that some of us would have been in a better space today if only we took the cues that God was showing us all along. But because we've missed it, because we've told ourselves we are helpless, we cannot do it on our own, we end up missing on what God has in store for us. I challenge you today to consider the signs of breakthrough, the signs of victory that God has placed all around you. And maybe, and just maybe, you'll discover you're not as helpless as the devil has allowed you to believe. Thank you for watching. See you on the next episode as we further this discussion. God richly bless you.